Exercise 32.
Listen to the conversation between two friends and mark the statements as true or false.
What are you studying in your history class this term, Andy?
We're studying ancient civilizations. As a matter of fact, I have to write an essay about the Aztecs.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. They lived in Central America, didn't they?
Yes, where Mexico is today. You know, Wendy, they had huge cities with temples, markets, canals and everything.
I see. I'm sure their craftsmen were really skilled then.
Definitely. They built some amazing buildings and people have found really beautiful Aztec sculptures and jewellery.
So tell me, when did they live? Was it in the 14th, 15th century?
That's right.
And what about their everyday life? I mean, for example, did children go to school?
Yes.
Really? Both boys and girls?
Well, boys went to school at about the age of 10 to receive general education and, of course, to learn the art of war. It was every boy's dream to become a great warrior.
And what about girls?
Only some girls went to school. Most of them learned how to take care of the household, you know, cook food, make clothes, things like that. They learned everything from their mothers, of course.
That was so unfair. I mean, girls deserved an education too.
Well, things were different then.
So who was in charge? Did they have a king?
Of course. They were a big empire, but the priests and soldiers were very close to the king, and he often asked for their opinion on important matters.
So what happened to the Aztecs in the end?
Well, the Spanish arrived in Central America in the early 1500s, and they soon conquered most of the Aztec Empire.
Now listen again.
What are you studying in your history class this term, Andy?
We're studying ancient civilizations. As a matter of fact, I have to write an essay about the Aztecs.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. They lived in Central America, didn't they?
Yes, where Mexico is today. You know, Wendy, they had huge cities with temples, markets, canals and everything.
I see. I'm sure their craftsmen were really skilled then.
Definitely. They built some amazing buildings and people have found really beautiful Aztec sculptures and jewellery.
So tell me, when did they live? Was it in the 14th, 15th century?
That's right.
And what about their everyday life? I mean, for example, did children go to school?
Yes.
Really? Both boys and girls?
Well, boys went to school at about the age of 10 to receive general education and, of course, to learn the art of war. It was every boy's dream to become a great warrior.
And what about girls?
Only some girls went to school. Most of them learned how to take care of the household, you know, cook food, make clothes, things like that. They learned everything from their mothers, of course.
That was so unfair. I mean, girls deserved an education too.
Well, things were different then.
So who was in charge? Did they have a king?
Of course. They were a big empire. But the priests and soldiers were very close to the king, and he often asked for their opinion on important matters.
So what happened to the Aztecs in the end?
Well, the Spanish arrived in Central America in the early 1500s, and they soon conquered most of the Aztec Empire.